Sexton trying to get loose. He'll fire.
He knocks it down.
Carl slammed it home. Garland upstairs.
Oh!
Sexton is good. Oh. A thunderous dunk.
And Allen blocked the shot at the rim.
Welcome to the Chase Down Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Rowan. The Chase Down Podcast is happy to announce that we are joining the Cleveland Cavaliers media family. With me today to talk about this is my co-host, Carter Rodriguez. Carter, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing excellent, Justin. You might be thinking, part of the Cavaliers media family. What does that mean? Well, here's what it means. Basically, we're going to be partnering with the Cleveland Cavaliers, which is a dream come true. Our podcast will be shared on Cavs.com. We're going to have support from Cavs on social media. It's been a pretty bonkers couple months, Justin.
How happy are you to finally be able to talk about this? I'm giddy right now. It's funny to me to think. So for those listening to the podcast, you can continue listening to it wherever you've been getting your podcast. There might be some people finding out this news from our feed. How excited are you right now, man?
It's so crazy. And it feels like every step of the process has been another another brick in the wall of like, holy crap, this is actually happening. And like, this almost feels like the final piece, going into place is us, editing this and sending it off and saying, hey, here's the first episode as a member of the Cavs family. It's been amazing. It's a crazy, crazy ride. I keep, thinking about how 13-year-old Carter would react if he were told this news, and he would crap his pants. So, it's really cool. How are you feeling?
I get excited over just about anything. I wanted to do an emergency podcast about JaVale McGee. So how do you think I am right now? Yeah, I'm definitely excited. So what we're going to be doing for this podcast is, one, talking about how we got here, talking about the announcement and whatnot, and then kind of diving into who we are, what our basketball philosophy is, how we approach this thing, because we have to understand that, I guess now there are our diehard listeners and the people that have been along with us for this journey, and a whole new audience. So hopefully there's a little bit of something for everybody here.
Yeah, can we start with some thank yous though, and get the sappy stuff out of the way?
That sounds good to me. You want to lead that off?
Sure. First off, I think the first people we need to thank is ourselves. Just kidding. I think the first people we need to thank is the fine folks at Blue Wire and Kevin Jones specifically. We were kind of just floating in the ocean independently when KJ hit us up and said, "Hey, I'm starting a podcast, and we want you to be part of our launching group." And this was shortly after LeBron had left, and we thought, okay, maybe we're gonna have to struggle for a bit while the Cavs re-rudder themselves, and no, KJ believed in us right away, bought in, and has been nothing but supportive from the beginning.
Yeah, massive thanks to Kevin Jones. I mean, even throughout this process in figuring out this partnership with the Cavs, totally supportive of us, just always being there. They've helped us so much. They've allowed us to be ourselves, to develop our own voice, to take hacks, to try different things, and that's something that I just really don't take for granted. Like it's super, super meaningful. Looking back at our City of Champions series, our 2016 rewatch, which
does not happen without Blue Wire, not like that.
Absolutely. And just to note, it is existing still in its own feed. So if you guys haven't checked that out, go search City of Champions to get our 2016 finals rewatch. But the way the support there, helping us level up that project, really, really just kind of, it blew me away to see how quickly everyone came together. So massive thanks to Blue Wire. Make sure you guys are checking out their podcast and supporting them, because we like to support the people that support us.
Yep. Next set of thanks. Our listeners, you guys, I think that I remember when Justin first hit me up about doing this podcast in 2017, and we kind of said, if we're going to do this, we have to really like doing it, because we're going to be shouting into the void for a long time. No one's going to be, there's a real chance no one's going to be listening to, what we have to say, because, it's really hard to build organic traffic on a podcast. And if that ever was a factor, it didn't happen for long because we built a community that we just adore, that, you know, we have our, you know, exclusive Chase Down Discord for people who leave a review for the podcast. And it was actually originally people who were supporting us directly financially with through our Patreon before we were picked up by Blue Wire. And, you know, just knowing that we have all these people that, you know, actually listen to our pod and love it and want to join a community where it's even, you know, that's built around the podcast. I just think it's so cool. It tickles me every time I load the Discord and I see all of these people talking and arguing and sometimes even reacting to our podcast when they actually listen to it. I just wanted to thank our listeners as well.
Absolutely. I mean, really, that's what this is all about, right? Like, to me, starting this podcast was because I wanted to have a place to talk Cavs. I'm passionate about this. This has been my favorite team since I was a kid. And what's exciting to me about this is the opportunity to see that community grow, to continue to engage with our listeners and get that feedback that we absolutely crave. Because, I mean, the last thing we want to do ever, or the last thing we're ever going to do, is take ourselves too seriously. Like, we are bringing a fan perspective. We certainly acknowledge our blind spots. We acknowledge our biases. I acknowledge the fact that I am a crazy person. Like, we know who we are, and the reason we're doing this is to form that sense of community. And you know what? That's one of the really nice things about being approached by the Cavs here and the group that's been just so supportive of us. They liked what we were doing. They want us to continue to do what we have been doing. Obviously, we're going to be able to elevate that. We're going to have access in ways that we haven't had before. But just the endorsement, I mean, it's surreal still that they are a fan of what we built, what we kind of created from scratch here. But man, it's just really cool to know that you do have the backing and they want to see us continue to grow in those ways.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I do think I think we'll save the sappy interpersonal stuff between me and you for the very, very end, if that's all right. So I think the last people got to thank are the Cavs, because, you know, this is a risk for them. This is a leap. This is not a common relationship where a franchise is saying, hey, we're going to absorb an existing fan base that has its own independent set of thoughts and ideas and has their own community, and we're going to bring them in-house. I think that's it's a cool risk to take. We completely appreciate it. I remember, you know, especially, you know, the 2 years ago when the team was struggling, we were like, let's just keep working on this thing. Let's keep making this better and better and better. And eventually we'll yield results, you know, that we don't know what those results are going to be, but that's them, yeah, but we'll find them. And mm-hmm. I feel like that this is it, like the Cavaliers found us, and, you know, they had the institutional, a goal to actually pull the trigger on this. And it's really, really cool. And we couldn't be more grateful to the people who have helped usher us into this new era over at the Cavaliers.
Yeah, absolutely. And the enthusiasm, the support, all the work that's gone into this launch.
New logo, intro video, like concept. I felt like I was being courted with all the concepts they were throwing at us. It was just super professional. Like, there was a step where I thought the Cavs were like, okay, they're just going to like put us into their feed and that's it. And it's clearly they're clearly much more invested in that. And that's really, really exciting.
It is really exciting. And as I said before, like, the fact that they are invested in what we're currently doing and feel that it's a good mesh is what makes this so exciting. Like, I don't have the kind of trepidation of, well, they want us to change who we are. They want us to change what we've been doing. Like, that would be something that makes me nervous, because this is kind of that creative outlet that we've had. This is the way that we kind of just lay it out there of how we digest basketball, and for that to be supported and for them to believe in our vision, man, like, it's one of the coolest things that's ever happened to me. Like, it's really, really big thanks to the entire team for making us feel valued, for making us feel wanted, and supporting what we've built to this point and believing in what we can build moving forward.
I do think we should probably spend a little time talking about kind of why we are making this decision. Obviously, you know, we could have, you know, stuck with the status quo. I think it might be good, Justin, for you to kind of talk about why we're taking this leap and joining up with the Cavs and joining their family.
Absolutely. So, I mean, beyond the obvious, which is kind of the access and the reach.
And that is super cool.
Yeah. Yeah. But besides the obvious parts, I mean, it's really just kind of a belief that it can level up what we've already been doing. I mean, you look at the way that we kind of look at basketball. And I think part of why our podcast has been successful to this point is we're kind of aligned in how we view the NBA. Like, we genuinely love basketball. And to borrow an analogy from Dan Labatard, sports media is a buffet. You can find whatever you want out there. There's so much media coverage. If you want to have guys screaming after every single game that everybody needs to be fired or whatnot, you can go to Sports Talk Radio. Like, you can always kind of find exactly what you want. And what we bring to the table is just a genuine love of basketball, a curiosity about everything that goes into that. We like diving into the nuance of the game, the nuances of coaching, the player relationships, developing a culture, all that kind of stuff is something that we're going to have better access to through this partnership. Go ahead.
And sorry to step on you there. I also think there's some actual real nuts and bones stuff that comes with this partnership that that make this kind of a no-brainer for us. Mm-hmm. Ideally, yes, you know, being, you know, a part of the organization, though, as, you know, independent contractors, we are, you know, we're now directly connected to the Cavs. Mm-hmm. It comes with some serious benefits, you know. I think sometimes it's easy to forget, like, this is a hobby for us. We spend 3-4 hours a week on it, and mostly, and we have day jobs. Mm-hmm. And in my
case, Carter, sorry to cut you off, I do spend a little more time because I watch the games, but
okay, for any new listeners, it's a running bit that I don't watch the games, and it's only 30% true. We devote time to it, but you know, we have families, we have wives, I have a daughter, we both work. And, mm-hmm. you know, we don't have the time or frankly, the reach, you know, pretty much our discoverability as a podcast has been directly associated with my co-host's ability to go viral on Twitter. And that's really the number one way I think people find us. And mm-hmm. now, you know, we've got the Cavs who have, you know, millions and millions of followers that are going to be able to share our stuff and introduce us to audiences that we weren't hitting otherwise. They also have platforms where they can give us publishing support. I mean, guys, don't go look at our Facebook page right now because it is a little out of date. You know, this is just like the kind of, you know, upkeep that you need is it's a big task and we don't always have the bandwidth for it. So having that institutional support from the Cavs is going to be really, really big.
I'm really glad that you brought that stuff up because, I mean, at sometimes, like, it's stuff that I take for granted, right? Like a lot of this is I'm just kind of content minded and you got that, the producer genes in you. I mean, you've done it professionally. And for me, it's just, I want to make podcasts, right? Like I just want to kind of get out there and talk. God, I'm dying to talk about what's going on with the team right now. But we'll stick with the announcement. We'll kind of stick with who we are and kind of lay the groundwork of what to expect moving forward.
Yeah. And one thing that you can't expect moving forward that we're really, really excited about is we are going to continue to be live streaming mm-hmm. As much as possible. Obviously, you know, just like before, if our guest doesn't have a camera or isn't comfortable, you know, we might just keep that one audio only. But our live stream is moving from Periscope to the Cavs official YouTube channel, which is going to be great because that, you know, that leaves VODs. So basically what we really wanted to be able to do is give people as many ways to consume our content as possible. And now we're going to move our video component into a place that is really high quality, is going to be curated, and is going to live in the archives for a while. So you can kind of come find us at your leisure. So we're really, really excited about that. Justin, what's going to be different with the podcast?
Well, before what's going to be different, let's talk about what's going to be the same, which is we do the podcast twice a week. We do it during the season twice a week. If news does break, we do the emergency podcasts and whatnot. But you can expect us twice a week during the season and once a week outside of the season. I think it's important to note that for our new listeners that are trying to figure out exactly what to expect. And I mean, beyond that, not a whole lot's going to be different. Like I said it before, what is beautiful about this partnership is that they believe in what we're already doing and they want to support that. And for us, it's spewing our basketball philosophies all over the place. We are going to make...
I didn't like that framing.
I like making that framing because that's what I do. I like to yell into the void and hope that people are listening to me. When it comes to our basketball philosophy, I mean, what it really comes down to is, as I said before, it's rooted in a love of the game, but it's an understanding that when it comes to the NBA, nothing is guaranteed. Things can change really damn quickly. And in understanding this, I tend to view everything that's happening when it comes to the Cavs or the NBA as, from a problem-solving standpoint. Like I'm always thinking of what the next steps are. I'm never getting really bogged down in what's going on in the moment. And the flip side of that coin is understanding that when good times do come, I'm not taking it for granted. I'm going to celebrate the living hell out of it. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to bask in that moment. I'll still make note of how sustainable that success is. But it's keeping everything in perspective. It's an understanding that sports is escapism. It's supposed to be fun. It's getting back to digging into why this stuff is so enjoyable beyond just the Ricky Bobby mentality of if you're not first, you're last.
Yeah, and I think we would be remiss if we didn't answer a question that I'm sure a lot of our listeners are going to have, which is, are you guys going to become shills for the team? And that's going to be really easy for Justin because he already is. But, you know, on a serious note, you know, I think that our editorial integrity is something we really take a lot of pride in. We, you know, we like the idea that we're going to be able to kind of say what we think and really push our, and not censor ourselves. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's been a really good part of this, these early discussions with the Cavaliers is that they want us to keep being us, you know, mm-hmm. they've empowered us to be us. And I think it helps that I think we've grown up a little bit, you know, we're not, you know, 22, 23 year olds that are living and dying with every bucket and cursing out the television screen. Like, I think at this point in our lives where you're like, we kind of, and I also think maybe it's just part of like starting to get to know people involved with the mm-hmm. space is like you stop dehumanizing people and you start realizing that there's people on the court, there's people in the front office. So, you know, it was never our brand to go, we got to fire this guy. We got to, you know, F this guy. Like that's not really our vibe anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, so for anyone who's worried that, you know, something like that is going to change, I actually don't even think it's much of a consideration, you know, mm-hmm. as of now. I think that, you know, we're excited to talk about this team. We're excited to talk about them when things are going great, like they were at the beginning of the season. And we're excited to figure out why things aren't going so great, which is what that road trip just happened was. So, you know, it's all about figuring it out. That's what we're interested in. And beyond just figuring it out, it's also, we want to have fun. This is our favorite hobby. Yeah. Both podcasting and watching the team, we spend way too much time to do it miserable. Mm-hmm. To spend the amount of hours a week that Justin spends while he actually watches the games, and be grumpy about it. There's just no upside to it. You know, it's actually selfish of us to try to put such an optimistic spin on things, but we want stuff to work out. And I think it's going to, and that's always been the case. And I think it's going to reflect in the way that we talk about this team.
Right. I mean, that's my natural predisposition, right? Like it's part of my mental health maintenance that when things are bad, I don't dwell on it. I think of what the next steps are. And I take that approach when it comes to analyzing the game. And from a censorship standpoint, like we've been given the freedom to be critical. But when you really think about it, if you can't make criticisms in an effective way, in a way that isn't personal, in a way that you wouldn't communicate directly to that person, you're not an effective communicator. Anyone that's worked on a team or with a group of people, you're going to have differences of opinion. You're going to have different approaches to things, and kind of diving into those differences and learning and understanding why people value different approaches and making criticism when it's valid. I think that's still going to be a very big part of our brand and what we do. We're just going to make sure that it's framed properly, which was something that we were already really striving to do. Like, the last thing I want to do is start being that person that, as you said, Carter, dehumanizes people, that makes everything personal. It doesn't have to be that way, especially when we're talking about the realm of sports. When it comes to serious things that are related to the NBA, because I mean, you look at it, it's impossible for real life to not cross over at times. We want to treat that with the seriousness it deserves. We can compartmentalize the serious things that happen around sports with the kind of shenanigans within the game of the NBA itself. And I think prioritizing that stuff and figuring out the proper way to talk about it is really important and ultimately healthy.
Yeah. And I do like your general note that, you know, if you can't not make it personal, then you're not an effective communicator. And while our wives may disagree, I'd like to think we're pretty effective at communicating through this complicated stuff. And, you know, I'm sure there's going to be a push and pull. There's going to be a learning process where, you know, we figure out, you know, that this relationship with this new partner, but we're really excited to do it. And, you know, every indicator we've gotten from the team is that they're ready to play ball with us, which is a really, really exciting thing.
Yeah. I mean, I think, or at least I like to think, that honesty and transparency is a massive part of what we do. Like, you and I do not pretend to be experts in things that we aren't experts in, right? Like, we've been lucky enough to create a lot of really special relationships within this media landscape. So when we need to talk about draft guys, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I've watched every single game of every single prospect and act like
an expert. Or any of them.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to act like I know absolutely everything. If we're talking about a team in depth and we don't really have a great grasp on what's going on there, we'll bring in those guests. We will acknowledge what our biases are, what our blind spots are. And I think it just creates a better conversation, because when you're coming to the table and you're being upfront about where you're coming from and how you view things, I really do think it creates more interesting conversation, which at the end of the day, like, that's what we're looking to do. We're looking to have these interesting conversations, gain new perspectives. We're not know-it-alls. We're no
very littles.
We've put in a lot of hours doing this stuff, but we still have so much to go. And
to have a talk with Malcolm Gladwell about the 10,000 hours theory, because I don't think it's happening.
Well, I think part of that is you got to be sober for the 10,000 hours. And you know, the games are a little late. You want to have a little bevy or two. And that's kind of inevitable. But I mean, ultimately, like I said, honesty and transparency is a huge part of what we do. And I think it's part of what makes the community that we've built so special, is we are always looking to improve. We're looking to grow. We're looking to connect with our listeners. If there's something you like or don't like about the podcast, like, that's the type of feedback we are always looking for. We really value that. We value these relationships.
But to be clear, not in the review section.
No,
stars only, pal.
I mean, honestly, if you want to have criticism read in the reviews, leave 5 stars, because I'm going to notice it. And then, you know, I'll internalize kind of what you guys are saying, but still put the 5 stars there.
Whatever road leads us to more 5 stars is really the one we need to be pushing our listeners towards.
Yeah, just because we have the support of the Cleveland Cavaliers now doesn't mean we don't need those reviews, those sweet reviews that sweet life.
I thought you were about to say, just because we have the support of the Cavs doesn't mean we have the support of our listeners.
You know, that's 100% true. I think that's a good note, but not the direction I was going there.
Well, you know, we love them dearly, but every time you kind of disagree with our takes, we like having those dialogues. It's actually really cool. It's funny, you know, we've had a few people like, hey, you know, sorry to, you know, come after you. I'm like, bro, the fact that you're listening is the coolest thing to me still. Mm-hmm. Again, we really thought we'd be shouting to the void here. So yeah, we want to have that relationship. We want to get you into our, you know, into that big Discord channel where we can all chat and form a little community that's a safe space from the terrors of twitter.com. And we're just really excited. I'm like running out of interesting things to say if I had ever had any, but we're just geeked. It's just really, really cool.
Yeah, I think the only thing really left to add is just kind of when it comes to watching basketball, you alluded to it earlier, but we don't live and die with every result. I've talked about it before where I said one of the best things to happen to me as a basketball fan was the decision, because as painful as it was, you went through, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners went through, a really rough time of Cavs basketball. And if I was still as wound up after every single game as I was during that era, man, like I don't know if I'd even be here. I'd be an absolute shambles. So we like to take a big picture view of a lot of the stuff and put it into the proper context, which is part of the reason why I'm still ridiculously excited about where the Cavs are at right now, because I'm a big believer in kind of the young core that they've formed. And I mean, a tough road trip is not a lot of fun to watch, but at the end of the day, it doesn't change kind of the larger picture in my eyes. It may raise some questions, and for me, I certainly have things that I want to discuss and kind of things to work through, but we do keep that larger picture in perspective, which I think is an important thing to note.
Well, at least while things aren't going well. Well, things are going well. Full steam ahead, baby.
Then the long-term view becomes a little more ridiculous. That's when we
spiral. That's when we lose perspective, is when we have 3-4 good games in a row. And my God, Justin, I cannot believe I waited till this long in the podcast. I'm picking up the we card.
Oh boy.
We're we now. We're we. The team is we. We're playing the Nuggets on Friday.
Man. Yeah, that's weird.
I'm gonna use it liberally and unfairly and probably inaccurately.
You know what? I was doing that anyways. We will continue to do that. Somehow the Cavs schedule got harder. like it wasn't hard enough. The Spurs game got postponed, and now we're playing the Nuggets on Friday. But you know what? As unfortunate as it is to not have the Cavs play on Wednesday, it kind of it gives us some space. This podcast, I believe, is dropping on Thursday with the announcements happening then. So we get to have some time to ourselves. And given how self-important we think we are, and self-indulgent this whole exercise kind of is, and it's a little uncomfortable because I like to be self-indulgent to some extent, but talking about myself and the podcast in this way is it's different than what I'm used to. I'll say that much.
No, you're a dork and like to deflect, but I'm soaking in the dub. I don't have anything else much to say before we move to final thoughts. Do you got anything else you want to hit on before we kind of close this baby up?
No, I think we've covered it. If people want to know more about the podcast and get to know us, you can find us on Twitter. I'm at Cavs Canada. Just slap the Cavs in the Canada. And Carter, you are Carter_Shade, are you not?
I sure am, and I cannot believe you had to ask. That's a ridiculous thing. Before we wrap this up, because you're going to take us home like you always do, I did want to say, hey, thanks for asking me to do a podcast 3 years ago. I love you, buddy.
Hey, no problem, buddy. It's all love here. And if you guys want to share some of that love, give us that review. We talked about how important it is at the front end. We're going to talk about it on the back end. Leave us a rating. Leave us a review. Subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe, and help cook those books. If you want to be part of the Chase Downs exclusive Discord chat, you can send a screenshot of that review to chasedownpod@gmail.com. However you choose to support us, we really do appreciate it. We could not be more excited for this partnership. So until next time, go Cavs.